JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, schools in East Kingston and Port Royal get tablet computers. And later, our glimpse of Christmas segment and a Yuletide tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Under the government's Tablets in Schools pilot program, 6 primary and junior high schools have received tablet computers. Technology Minister and Member of Parliament for East Kingston and Port Royal, Philip Paulwell, has spearheaded a $6 million initiative to distribute 700 tablets in the constituency. Speaking at the handing over ceremony at the Windward Road Primary and Junior High School on Wednesday, December 2, Mr. Paulwell said the gadgets will be kept at the school, allowing all students access.
What we are trying to do is to ensure that during the school week, every student has at least 20 to 40% hands-on access to the tablet that we are going to be distributing.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is also urging the students to care for the tablets, while noting the money-saving benefits to parents.
It's going to mean that your parents have to buy you less books because you will have access to more books on the tablets. And that's going to be a way in which we can both save money and increase your knowledge.
The project, dubbed the East Kingston and Port Royal Tablets in Schools program, is financed through the Constituency Development Fund, or CDF, Marubeni Caribbean Power Holdings, and Jamaica Public Service Company, which have each donated $2 million. Approximately 700 tablets are being provided, with Windward Road Primary receiving 225, Rawlington Town Primary 180, Port Royal Primary and Infant 27, and Elliston Primary and Infant, Norman Gardens Primary and Junior High, and Holy Rosary Primary receiving 80 tablets each.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Goal number 3 of Vision 2030 is geared towards national prosperity. Some of the outcomes will be a steady macroeconomy and an enabling business environment. View the dashboard of indicators. Visit vision2030.gov.jm. Time now for a JIS Glimpse of Christmas with Andre Sawyers.
My favorite glimpse of Christmas was about 5 years ago when in November, I remember mom putting some fruits to soak. This time she had asked me to bake the Christmas cake. I always start to watch her and see what she do. But this time she said, you are going to make the cake. I remember I put the flour and mix it up. I put the egg, I put the water. I think I even put milk in it this time because I said, I saw it going, like I want to get sweet and thing. I put sugar, I put the milk and I stir it. It didn't come out so good because the recipe wasn't so good, but it had this raw scent. She said it was the egg. I was supposed to throw lime to get to that raw scent. When she come and look at it, she said, no man. I must throw some lime in it and she did something to it to make it perfect, as she always do. But in the end, I think I may get the credit because I say, yeah, I'm the most of the work.
Here now is a tip for the season. Consider doing a potluck with friends and family this Christmas. If each person selects and carries a food item, it will be easier on the pockets and will save you time. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the St. Andrew High School PTA invites you to its Christmas Fiesta, a red and white affair, on December 5 at 8 p.m. at Waterfalls in Ligonie. The event is part of the school's 90th anniversary celebrations, proceeds in aid of the School Building Fund. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of Student Engineer Joel Samuels, I am Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.